Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Friday, July 23rd through the weekend. First, the weather. The rain chance will increase the next few days to 60-70%. But it will stay hot with afternoon highs around 90. Let's get things started with real estate. People are wheeling and dealing in Miami. Residential transactions jumped by 78% over the last year. That outpaces the sales growth of more than 50 other U.S. metro areas. The latest RE/MAX National Housing Report says Miami-Dade, Broward and Palm Beach counties have the third highest year-over-year increases in condo and single-family home sales when comparing the total number of sales from June 2020 to June 2021. Honolulu ranked first with an approximately 92% increase. Miami's housing market got a boost during the pandemic with buyers flocking from the Northeast and West Coast. In food news, that $3,000 Publix gift card you see being dangled on social media? It's a scam. The supermarket chain and Florida deputies are urging you not to click. The gift card is supposedly in recognition of the grocery's 90th anniversary. Publix turned 90 last year and says this card is not real despite the familiar branding. In celebrity news, talk about an out-of-this-world haircut. To look his best before heading to space, billionaire Sir Richard Branson got his locks spiffed up by a local stylist. Sean Donaldson owns salons in Miami Beach and Brickell and has been Branson's go-to guy for years. In the Florida Keys, ready for a lobster dinner? South Florida and the Florida Keys are preparing for the annual two-day lobster mini season. It's a time when scores of boaters, divers and snorkelers take to the water in search of spiny lobster. It's called mini season because of its short stretch ahead of the regular commercial and recreational spiny lobster season that runs August through March. Lobster mini season this year is July 28th and 29th. The mini season was approved in 1974 by the Florida legislature as a way to ease conflict between recreational anglers and commercial trappers before the regular season. In theme park news, next time you go to the Magic Kingdom, you may see President Joe Biden on stage. It's actually his audio animatronics double. Disney Parks announced this week that Biden's robotic replica will join past presidents in the Hall of Presidents. Disney closed the theater to make changes to add Biden to the stage. Disney Imagineers are finishing up for an August debut. Biden's figure will take its place as the headliner of the attraction, with past presidents behind him. And finally, in hipster news, Wynwood has just lost its hipster crown. South Florida hipsters are apparently flocking to Fort Lauderdale. The website LawnStarter has just released its 2021 list of best cities for hipsters, and Miami is nowhere near the top 10. Fort Lauderdale is number 4. To figure out the best cities for hipsters, LawnStarter examined factors including access to thrift stores, farmers markets, and record stores in addition to urban gardening and biking friendliness. The top hipster city was San Francisco. Miami came in at number 39, behind St. Petersburg and Tampa. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com and stay healthy.